White nose is an infectious disease responsible for unprecedented mortality in bats. It's thought to be spread via a cold-loving fungus that came into Connecticut in 2008. Northern long-eared bats are one of 8 species of bats in the state, and they belong to a genus called Myotis, or mouse-eared bats.
And these little guys depend upon mosquitoes for their prey. They're voracious predators of mosquitoes, but they're also the species that are being hit the worst by white nose syndrome.
Geraldine Griswold is a bat rehabilitator.
And I think it's because of how delicate they are. They're such a delicate little animal, and they require a lot more warmth in a cave in the winter. They cluster together like a furry little carpet.
And when bats cluster, the fungus spreads fast.
And I always say to people, well, if you buy a little container of raspberries for $4 for a half pint, and you're scrutinizing that because you know that if one of those raspberries is moldy, the next day a whole mess are going to be moldy as well.
While the exact process of how white nose syndrome leads to death is uncertain, it's believed that immune function in hibernating bats is weakened, which compromises their ability to fight the infection. Last October, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed listing the northern long-eared bat as endangered. They said white nose had spread to 22 states and was responsible for killing at least 5.7 million bats. In Connecticut since 2011, there have only been a dozen confirmed observations of hibernating northern long-eared bats. Those numbers were in the hundreds before white nose came into the state. A final decision on whether or not to label the bats as endangered will be made no later than April of next year. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.